Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Well, if you go back 66 million years, it was a bad day for most creatures on Earth because a meteor or asteroid, I should say, by the name of Chicxulub. Came hurtling in from outer space and bam, hit Earth, wiped out 3/4 of plants and animals on Earth. Including all the dinosaurs, except for the ones that remained behind to evolve into chickens and other birds. But there was one critter that was able to survive the ferocious impact and heat from Chicxulub, and that was the cockroach.
It's always amazing when I see this story. You just think, what did happen? It just all of a sudden just goes, what did I miss? Comes out and goes, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
How did they survive at cockroaches? Were they hiding under the fridges of dinosaurs?
That's what they usually
hide. Came out after the impact. Scientists have discovered how they survived, and it all comes down to their bodies. They have flat bodies.
Okay.
They're the opposite to us, who have fat bodies. Yeah. Flat bodies. Scientists have completed some research, and they found that when the meteor struck, temperatures on Earth's surface skyrocketed. Many animals had nowhere to go, but roaches took shelter in tiny soil crevices.
Nice.
Which provide excellent protection from the heat. So essentially they went into hiding to avoid the heat, much like British royals like Prince Andrew do. they just go into hiding and then they come out when the heat's cleared.
I imagine they all just came out and go, who's laughing now? You're all laughing at us. We've been homebodies.
And that's it. They are like the ultimate survivor because they can survive like a meteor strike that wipes everything else out. Mm. When it comes to food, these cockroaches, they pretty much eat anything, as you've discovered, I'm sure, if you've had them in your pantry they will eat most foods that come from animals or plants, as well as cardboard, some types of clothing, poop, even broccoli.
That's rare.
Cockroaches have no shame. No. They'd be great on Survivor. they would outlast, outwit, and outgame everybody else on the show.
That's
what was fascinating.
That is pretty amazing. What else is like sharks or crocodiles as well as like something else that's evolved over the course of the prehistoric period?
Like everyone puts all this focus on the dinosaurs. It's like, yeah, they're good, but they got wiped out by the meteor.
They did.
Cockroaches, in the end, proved to be more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've got all these Jurassic Park and Jurassic World movies. I would like to see a movie that goes sort of like this.
Welcome to Cockroach Park.
I think it'd be triggering for a lot of viewers,
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
For a lot of people, when it comes to Easter, chocolate eggs are something you see everywhere. The price goes through the roof. If you can just wait those couple of days till after Easter, you'll get yourself some cheap chocolate.
Well, I've already seen some cheap chocolate around Coles. I think last week they had half-price bunnies, like chocolate bunnies.
And they're hard to walk past. For me, the crunchy ones, they're like my weakness, hard, crunchy ones that you get always. But something that every Easter, a lot of people do get involved in, doesn't matter what religion you're with, fish around Easter time. A lot of people love the fresh seafood that the Easter long weekend brings.
It's baffling because I come across people who aren't practicing Christians, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, come Good Friday, it's like, we can't eat meat on Friday. We've got to eat fish. It's like,
yep.
I think I've seen you break about 8 out of the 10 commandments, and yet you're still clinging to the idea that
this is what I'm
eating
holding on
fish
doing.
On this day is what will get you through the gates when the time comes.
Might be another reason to not eat fish on Good Friday because the price is going through the roof.
It's no secret that Aussies love seafood, so a warning, this Easter, there are price hikes across the board thanks to a roll call of factors. The New South Wales flooding, COVID and international demand, particularly for salmon.
Ooh.
So they're the three reasons they're getting for the price of seafood going through the roof. And you're probably thinking, how expensive is the seafood?
Mm.
Well, when it comes to the salmon, especially expensive.
Last month, you could pick up a kilo of salmon for $29.99. It's up $10 on that now. And by next week, prices are expected to rise again, with the fish set to cost in excess of $40 per kilo.
Yeah, but they have to go through a lot to get it. Like those John West commercials,
they're fighting the bear over the salmon.
You know, it's hard work.
Oh, exactly right.
You're a salmon fisherman.
Yeah, bad news if you love getting your seafood around Easter time. Also, the experts are saying, look, don't just leave it to the last minute. That's the worst thing you can do. Try and get it a little bit beforehand. Obviously not too far beforehand because you want it to still be sort of fresh, don't you, as well. But
what about canned tuna? Can we just...
That's my staple every day for lunch. They hit me below the belt.
All right, everyone, here's a spoon. Crack open your tin of Serena tuna and have a happy Easter.
Yeah, they reckon even the fish and chip stores, obviously the fish and chip price is going to go up there as well, so it's going to be felt all the way around the park. But like you said before, about all these people, you know, like that you don't do any of the religious things, the rules that you're supposed to, but all of a sudden on Good Friday, my missus' mum was the same. She'd be like, "What? You had red meat on Good Friday? You're a heathen." I'm like, "You've never been to church in your life."
Yeah.
But all of a sudden on Good Friday, you only have fish.
Yeah.
A little bit ridiculous. So when you weigh up everything, you've got, all right, Good Friday, fish. Yep, great. That's expensive. We'll rule that out. Red meat, well, heathen, got to rule that one out. All the bottle shops are closed on Good Friday. Doesn't sound so good to me anymore, does it?
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Pretty excited on the weekend because neighbour Shirley, great cook, dropped off some baked goods for us.
Oh, yummy.
We were doing a bit of painting as well, so we decided to have some morning tea. And I turned to my partner and I said, "Shall we have some of Shirley's delicious scones?"
Oh, God.
And that's when I got like the evil eye. It was like,
the stink
scones?
Eye.
Scones?
What?
What? And I'm like, yeah, scones.
Scones.
Scones. Nah, scones. Where do you fall?
Scones.
Why is it scones?
Because there was a place called Scone in the Upper Hunter. So,
yeah, so wouldn't you call it scones?
Nah, call it
they don't call that place scone.
That's scone. Scone for the food.
So what, they decided to have different pronunciation just so you'd know. If you say scone, you're talking about the delicious baked good.
Yep.
If you're saying scone, you're talking about the place up in the Hunter.
Yeah, and it fits in perfectly with Australian slang. Scone, come on.
You're saying scone now.
Scone.
You don't even know what you're doing. I'm like, oh my God.
Scone. It's not scone. Scone sounds like you're from Adelaide.
I got accused of being both hoity and toity because of the way I pronounced scone, which to me makes sense because... What are those things you eat ice cream out of?
Cone.
Cone, right? Slap an S on the front, scone. You're also eating that. I'm like, okay, let's see what the internet has to say about this. Anytime we get into an argument at home, it's always like, we'll see what Google has to say about this. Seriously disappointed when I checked in on Mary Berry, who's from the Great British Bake Off. This is her pronunciation.
Cheese and butternut squash scone.
Are we a scone or a scone?
Scone.
I'm a scone.
Yeah.
Mary!
Oh, scone, there you go.
You're telling me British don't say scone? She's wrong, by the way. Mary's wrong. This is like happens all the time. Like here in Australia, we have different pronunciations for things. Like where's that place where you have all the books that you can loan out? What do you call that? Starts with L.
Never been to that place, but I think it's called the library.
Library, right? How many people do you know call it library?
Library.
Like it's a
berry that's like not telling the truth.
You can get juiced or something. The little animated pictures, the GIF.
The GIF?
GIF. I call it GIF. I know people that call it GIF.
I know, like it's GIF's like cleaning
the stuff.
GIF's
the stuff you put on your oven top to clean it. It's like it's a weird graphic something something, so it should be GIF. Or the one I always hear is like, okay, I'm driving somewhere.
Yep.
Which route are you taking?
Oh,
and I'm like,
route.
But isn't it route?
Yeah.
Like, well, no, it's route. It's like, so what's the thing that's hooked up to your internet at home? Is that the router?
Oh, no,
it's
the router. It was.
Yeah, it's the router.
It's the router.
So you take a route somewhere. So scones and scone. I'm saying scone.
All right.
Because I refuse to take advice on how to pronounce English words from someone who goes, mate, it's scone. You're in Australia. Learn how to speak English.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.